We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amar Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Zayin Sif Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Mutar Lasayt Leini Yehudi Ma'os Me'erev Shabbos Liknos Lo Uvad Shalo Yomar Lo Kenei B'Shabbos. Even though we said that you are not permitted to give money to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos and tell him to buy something for you on Shabbos, you can give a non-Jew money before Shabbos to buy something for you, and he'll buy it for you on Shabbos as long as you don't tell him to buy it actually on Shabbos itself. The Mishnah Berurah comments that it must be referring to where you set an amount of money that you would be paying him, so that the malacha which he does on Shabbos is adaita denafshe, something which he is doing under his own will. Otherwise, it is as though you told him to buy it on Shabbos, and it will be prohibited. The Ramah comments, Echei mutter litein lo begadim limkor. It is permitted to give clothing, any schora, to a non-Jew to sell for you. Uvad shelo yomer lo l'machar b'Shabbos, as long as you don't tell the non-Jew to actually do the sale on Shabbos itself. Misha sachar in Yehudi l'holich schoraso uva'inu Yehudi l'kachum beis Yisrael b'Shabbos aser v'hayu onshin ha'ose. If you hire a non-Jew to take your merchandise for you somewhere else, and he comes to take it from you on Shabbos, that is prohibited, since it is from your house. It is going to be prohibited no matter what, as there is an issue of Maaser Sinai that it looks like you told him to come and take it from you on Shabbos, that you told him to perform a malacha for you. Beis Oshel Yisrael is always going to be more chamor, and it will be prohibited, and the Ramah says that they used to mete out punishments for this as well. Siv hei, davar she'ino malacha, ve'ino aser la'asoso b'Shabbos, ele mishum shvus, Mutter li Yisrael lomer la'ino Yehudi la'asoso b'Shabbos, v'hu she'i asham mixas choli, o yitzarech l'davar tzorech harbe, o mitnei mitzvah. This sif is the heter of a shvus, de shvus b'makom choli, or b'makom tzorech harbe, or b'makom mitzvah. Since amir l'nachri is only an iser d'rabbanan, one is permitted to tell a non-Jew to perform another iser d'rabbanan when there is someone who is somewhat sick, or there is a tremendous etzorech for it, or a makom mitzvah. We permit a shvus to shvus the makom any of these items, any of these situation. Ketzad, for example, Omri Yisrael Einu Yehudi b'Shabbos lalos ve'ilan lahavi shofar l'skoat kias mitzvah. You can tell a non-Jew to climb up on a tree in order to get the shofar for you to become the mitzvah of kias shofar. As the iser of climbing a tree is only an iser d'rabbanan, you can ask a non-Jew to perform it for you b'makom mitzvah. Or to ask a non-Jew to go derech a chatzar which does not have an eruv, which would be aser d'rabbanan for you to carry in, you can ask a non-Jew to perform that aser d'rabbanan so that someone would be able to wash themselves off if they are mitzda'er. This would be considered a tzorech harbe or a mixas choli, which would be permitted in a situation of a shvus teshvus. The Eish Oser and the Mechaber brings some who prohibit Ashvas Tashvas B'makom any of these situations. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, this Shita only matirs Ashvas Tashvas B'makom Mitzas Mila, as that is the only situation which is clear in the Gemara, and they do not extend it to other mitzvos, therefore they would not permit Ashvas Tashvas B'makom a regular mitzvah. The Ramah comments, L'kaman Simin Tavkav Pevav Pasak Lahatir, is clear that the Mechaber is making like those shitas who permit a shvus teshvus. V'ayin la'el, simin reish ayin vav siv beis, diyesh mekin la'afil b'malacha do raisa. There are some who permit amir l'nachri even b'makom de'o malacha de'o raisa in certain situations. The Mishnah Berurah comments that the reason the Mechaber says b'miksas choli we ma through these situations, the shvus teshvus, is because a choli gamur, someone who is genuinely sick, such as a chola kol haguf, or there is a sakanas aver, then even a Jew is allowed to perform an iser drabanan according to the shitas, which we will see later on in Siman Shin Chav Ches Sif Yedzayin. As well, it's important to note, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we cannot compare shvusin. We cannot say which drabanans are going to be mutter and which drabanans are not going to be mutter. Therefore, we would require two drabanans in order to be matir. The definition of tzorech harbe is obviously left up to discussion, and there are some who suggest, including the Magen Avraham, that tzorech harbe is only permitted when it is a makom hefsa gadol, where there is a tremendous loss, which is potentially there, and therefore only in that situation will you be matir shvus teshvus, but any other situation at tzorech harbe would not be enough to be matir a shvus teshvus. So therefore, even though we'd be willing to permit a shvus teshvus a makom choli or b'makom mitzvah, we should try not to do so in a tzorech harbe when it is not clear that this tzorech harbe is really a genuine tzorech harbe. Even though the Ramah comments that there are those who matir even a malacha d'oraisa al yedei a non-Jew, The Mishnah Berurah points out that it is clear that the Ramah does not paskin that way, as it is a Deya Yichida. As well, the Mishnah Berurah comments that when we say Amir Le'enu Yehudi Shvushu, that is even the case if a non-Jew tells another non-Jew, it is still going to be prohibited Mishum Amir Le'nachri. Yet, the Chavos Yair says in that situation, we could be Mekil, what we call Amira De Amira, asking one non-Jew to ask another non-Jew to perform a Malacha for you. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that b'makom hefsek gadol, you can be someich on the mekilin, especially on an iser d'rabbanan. This is a machlokas aposkim, this issue of amira d'amira, and should only be used as a snif lahakel, but should not be used on its own. There's an interesting discussion in the poskim when we apply this heter of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, that you can ask a non-Jew to perform a malacha d'rabbanan for you in certain situations. Does that apply to asking a non-Jew to perform a malacha d'oraisa b'shinui? As we know, a malacha d'oraisa, which is done in an abnormal way, is only going to be asur d'rabbanan. So can you ask a non-Jew to perform a malacha d'oraisa b'shinui? Would that be considered a shus d'shvus? The Prima Gadim is not sure in such a situation, and the Sharatzion thinks it is a shus d'shvus, and Rosh Mazaman Orbach also thinks that it is a shvus d'shvus. However, Rav Yashiv disagrees. Where there is no shinui in the totzah, where the outcome is the same, such as turning on a light with your elbow or something like that, Rav Yashiv says that shinui would not be considered a durabanan when asking the non-Jew, but another shinui would. An even greater extension of this discussion is if you ask a non-Jew to perform a malacha d'oraisa, but he could perform that malacha ayde shinui, would that be considered to be adaita d'nafshe, that he's choosing to do a d'oraisa, but really he could do d'rabanan, and then it will be considered a shvus d'shvus as well. Such as if I ask a non-Jew to clear my driveway of snow, and he could do it through shoveling, but he chooses to do it through driving a truck, which would be d'oraisa, is that considered a daita d'nafshe to allow this as a shvus d'shvus? The Buchacher thinks that it would be fine, or Chaim Kanievsky says that it's only going to be a situation where it would be easy for him to do it in the d'rabbanan manner. But if it's going to be a shina, which is far out, then we would not say that that's being done a daita d'nafshe in the d'oraisa manner, and we would not call it a shvus d'shvus. Others disagree. And as we stated, it is a fascinating machlokes haposkim in this situation. Another interesting discussion is what is considered to be a mitzvah to allow a shvus d'shvus. What about tefillah b'tzibur, allowing someone to get to shul to daven b'tzibur through a shvus d'shvus, through having a nachri do an iser d'rabbanan for you? And finally, there is discussion in the poskim as to whether when we say that a shvus d'shvus of matur b'makom mitzvah in other situations, is that only when one of the shvuses is amir l'nachri, or if a Jew does something with two durabanans, then that will be permitted in a makom mitzvah, etc. as well. Dagas Chacha Shlomo and Rav Moshe Feinstein seem to be meikil, while Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Chazon Ish say that it will be permitted as well. However, the Prima Gadim says that shvus to shvus is only going to be mutter when one of them, one of the shvuses, is amir l'nachri.